Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
But we want to know from you guys, make your prediction. 10 years from right now, where will the Wiz and the Caps be playing? 800-636-1067. Let's go to B in D.C. in the district. What's up, B? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great.
Hey, I want to draw this analogy. If I and my family and I, we drew up plans for our dream house. We got everything we wanted. We got it just the way we wanted. And at the last minute, the location where we wanted to build it, the neighbors said they didn't want it. Well, I don't just give up my dream house. I just find a different location. So my answer has always been, they're not going to be in D.C. If I had to bet, if they don't go to Virginia, my bet is he looks into relocating somewhere else. I don't know if that's Kentucky or where that would be, but I can't see a path forward to them staying in D.C. because he's got his mindset on what he wants his location to look like.
So you had me for most of that call agreeing with you. Here's where we'll part ways is the leaving of the area. I think the call is exactly right. I totally agree. You've now got the blueprints. You've drawn up the house. You know what you want. You've envisioned yourself walking in and having the mudroom you always wanted, right? You've got the stove and the refrigerator that you've been dreaming about and your brand new kitchen and the island just so. You're going to build that house somewhere. Now you got to find the land. I think it's going to be in Virginia. If I had to guess, Danny, I would say 10 years from now they are in Virginia. Whether it's National Landing over Potomac Yard or somewhere else, I think they will have that arena somewhere in Virginia. And if it's not there, in a hypothetical where you say, nah, it's never going to happen, Lucas and whoever else is just going to continue to block it like Kimbe Mutombo at the rim, then I think it'll be Maryland for the reason of B's call. You've got the vision now. You've seen what's possible. You put the money into figuring out what can we create. Well, you're not going to just go back, put the toothpaste in the tube and roll with Capital One Arena for another 20 years. So it'd be Maryland. They'll go to Maryland, just like we already saw a meeting with Wes Moore. If Maryland doesn't get the Commanders, I don't think they will. They're going to be desperate to get something out there. Maybe it's US Air Arena 2.0 at Landover, Maryland. Could be somewhere near where we're sitting right now in this National Harbor area at Fort Washington or what did you say this is called?
Oxon Hill.
Thank you. Oxon Hill. It's going to be right around here near these outlets. But I believe Virginia would be my number one choice or guess. Maryland would be number two, and then staying in D.C. would be number three. All of those way before they would leave the area. This is not some random guy from somewhere else in the country. This is home for Ted Leonsis. He's not trying to take these teams out of this area.
So everybody has pretty much said my reasoning. I thought I was going to be the lone wolf over here saying. But I think the conclusion is they're playing in Maryland in 10 years. Because of everything you just mentioned, the big catalyst that brought Abe Pollin to downtown D.C., I understand what he did was amazing, and I'm not discrediting it. I'm telling you that was only made possible by the fact that the real estate that he purchased at the time was unbelievably cheap. That's at the center of this. Right, where they're going to buy in Virginia, where they were going to do this land giveaway, it's such an enormous amount of money. You need cheaper real estate to build the mega city that Ted wants to build. So I think B's point was so 100% right on point. The dream home analogy is perfect. the dream home model has been built. He got to get to smell what the foyer was going to smell like, and now he's had to give it up. He's not just going back to his regular city block arena with one practice facility in one suburb, another practice facility in another suburb, and frankly, a situation where they can't make the kind of money that he thinks he should be making. The place where that's possible, where they want you, is in Maryland. Virginia politics, it's going to be a different set of characters. We'll have a different Glenn Youngkin in a couple of years, a different Louise Lucas in a couple of years. We're going to do this crap again. I learned my lesson now. Fool me once, shame on whoever. The pot, I got burned two times by that hot pot. I've seen two press conferences from on the same ground saying the same thing about teams and a stadium in this new spot in Virginia, and it ain't happened. I'm not doing Linus with the football anymore, man. They're not going there.
To that point, I mean, with Virginia, I've said over and over again, why don't we deserve our team? You know, our teams to be there once.
Uh-huh.
You've said, how come Virginia doesn't get a bite at the apple and a chance at this? And I think maybe the answer is they don't seem to want it.
That's right.
You know, how many times?
Yeah, like, some do,
said,
I guess. But
there's a lot of people that do, but yeah. The right people in the places of power aren't ever aligned enough to get it done. Now, I always cite this piece that came out in, you know, World News or wherever it was, but Virginia is essentially the number two state in the entire country, in the United States of America, for business right now. And my point is, who wouldn't want to go do business in Virginia? But they got to let you in. They're tough to break through. There's a gatekeeper right now. It's Senator Lucas, but there seems to always be somebody. So, yeah, you could make the case to me that it's going to be hard to get it done. I just think eventually it's going to happen. I just have a hard time believing that as whether it's Lucas or Youngkin, as one goes, another comes in. Politics are now divisive and terrible, and whichever team you're not on, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that the other side is miserable. That's not going to change in a couple of years. But I do think that the climate could change a little bit enough to the point where they'll be able to break through and get a team in Virginia. But I figured we should cover that today because it seemed like a massive development, and at least get a grown-up on to tell us how big of a deal is this actually. It sounds like maybe one of those things that seems larger than it actually is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.